a Jewish Journal article, Mandy Silverman talks Schlissel challah and her origin story. Making a key-shaped challah or a challah with a key baked into it for the Shabbat following Passover is a Hasidic tradition, dating back to the 18th century. This tradition is called Schlissel challah, which signifies an increase in financial blessings. Schlissel key is just one of those customs that I had growing up that felt so wonderful to be able to continue on with my own family, challah guru Mandy Silverman of Mandelicious told the Journal. The key we use is the one my mother gave us the first Schlissel key Shabbat after we got married. While some people just tuck the key anywhere in the dough, Silverman wraps hers in foil, tucks it into the dough by an end and then bakes it with a toothpick sticking up out of the key end, so she doesn't lose track of it. Surprisingly, Silverman never made challah growing up. Even when she got married 22 years ago, she was scared to make challah and would only attempt it for holidays a few times a year. It was very intimidating, Silverman said. Because it's something that you grew up with, you feel like it has to be just like your mother's or your bubby's or your safta's. Or whoever it is. And if you can't do it just like that, then it's wrong. However, 9 years ago that all changed when Silverman got a call. Her mother had been to a friend's house for lunch, and when her host sliced the challah, honey came oozing out of it. Silverman's mom asked her how she did that, but the woman would not share her recipe. So Silverman jumped into action. Don't worry, she told her mother. She'd figure it out. It was probably foolish on many levels. Not only was I trying to learn how to make challah in general, I was trying to figure out how to stuff it with honey, she said. Silverman experienced plenty of honey challah fails, but refused to give up. I burnt it, it oozed out the bottom, the honey evaporated into the dough itself, she said. It was so heartbreaking, because it's not like you're making a pancake. If you mess up a pancake, it takes just a few minutes to make another one. Mess up a challah and it takes hours to bake another one. Silverman finally got the challah down, but decided to put a pause on challah with honey. Instead, she began stuffing them with different ingredients. Silverman started with salami, buffalo chicken, her husband's favorite, caramelized onions and brisket, and created a special pumpkin spice, turkey-shaped challah in 2013, when Hanukkah and Thanksgiving overlapped. Silverman's unique spin evolved into a business. She founded Mandelicious in 2013, and has created more than 350 unique challahs, in different shapes, flavors, colors and themes, and babkas. In addition to selling a rotating assortment of gourmet challahs locally, in Sharon, Mass., where she uses kosher and dairy-free ingredients and keeps a kosher kitchen, she teaches classes, shares recipes and tips and supports others who want to make their own challah. The most important part of my whole job is to make sure that people know that they can ask me any question and they don't have to ever feel embarrassed or bad, Silverman said. They should always feel proud of themselves. As far as the honey challah is concerned, about a year after Silverman gave up, someone asked what led her to start making challah. This inspired her to try again. Two or three honey challah attempts later, she had mastered a recipe. In her work, Silverman continues to make challah, she said, because it is a tradition the Jewish people share. A tie that is global, generational and across all movements of Judaism. It is so rare to find anything in this religion that is so widely agreed upon. The opportunity to help people from all over the world become a part of this tradition is nothing less than an honor. Here is a simplified version of Silverman's challah recipe. You can message her on the @MandeliciousHallah Instagram page for the complete recipe with all her tips. Mandelicious challah recipe with vegan option. 1 1/3 cup water, 4 1/4 cup high quality bread flour, 1/3 cup canola oil, generous 1/2 cup sugar, 4 large egg yolks, 1 tablespoon instant yeast, 2 teaspoons table salt, extra water and flour as needed. For consistency, to make vegan, in place of egg yolks, increase water to 1 1/2 cups and oil to 1/2 cup. Directions. Combine all the ingredients in a large bowl and knead for 5 to 7 minutes by hand or by using the dough hook in a stand mixer. If sticky, add flour, 1 tablespoon at a time. If dry, add water, 1 tablespoon at a time. The goal is to create a cohesive ball of dough that is not floury to the touch. Allow to rise in a large bowl, covered with a towel for 1.5 hours. Remove dough from bowl, and divide into 6 equal portions. On a floured surface, roll 3 portions into long ropes, then carefully braid together, then place on a greased loaf pan or greased cookie sheet. Repeat with remaining dough, cover with a towel and let rise for an additional 20 to 30 minutes. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Brush with an egg wash. Vegan. Use oil or melted margarine. Bake for approximately 30 to 40 minutes or until golden brown.